Welcome to Progressive Field in Cleveland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Jonathan Villar. Batting second. The left fielder, Dwight Smith. Batting third. The right fielder, Trey Mancini. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Chris Davis. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Steve Wilkerson. Batting sixth. The designated hitter, Renato Nunez. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Rio Ruiz. Batting eighth. The catcher, Pedro Severino. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Hanser Alberto. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dan Straley. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Francisco Lindor. Batting second. The second baseman, Jason Kipnis. Batting third. The first baseman, Carlos Santana. Batting fourth. The designated hitter, Carlos Gonzalez. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jose Ramirez. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jake Bowers. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jordan Luplow. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Leonis Martin. Batting ninth. The catcher, Roberto Perez. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Trevor Bauer. And now, play ball. Jonathan Villar is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Villar softly hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Villar is out. One out. Dwight Smith is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Smith hits a pop-up towards short. Lindor makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Trey Mancini is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Mancini strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Lindor hits a fly ball towards right. Mancini is there to make the catch. One out. Jason Kipnis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Kipnis hits a drive into right field. That ball is out of here. A solo home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Santana hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Santana is out. Two outs. Carlos Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Gonzalez hits a line drive, base hit into center field. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Ramirez hits a fly ball towards right. Mancini is there to make the catch. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Chris Davis is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Davis hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Davis is out. One out. Steve Wilkerson is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Wilkerson hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Renato Nunez is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Nunez hits a fly ball towards center. Martin makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rio Ruiz is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Ruiz hits a drive into center field. Going, going, gone. Wilkerson scores. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Orioles. Pedro Severino is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Severino hits a fly ball towards center. Martin makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 1. the Indians will come to bat. Jake Bowers is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bowers hits a fly ball towards center. Wilkerson makes the catch for the out. One out. Jordan Luplow is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Luplow hits a pop-up, foul, behind the plate. Severino makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leonis Martin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. That is ball 4. Martin is on with a walk. Roberto Perez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Perez hits a fly ball towards center. Wilkerson makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Hanser Alberto is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Alberto hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Alberto is out. One out. Jonathan Villar is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Villar is 0 for 1 in the game. That is ball 4. Villar is on with a walk. Dwight Smith batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Villar moves to second. Trey Mancini is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mancini is 0 for 1 in the game. Mancini hits a drive into right center field. That ball is gone. Villar scores. Smith scores. A 3-run home run. It's 5-1, Orioles. Chris Davis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Davis is out. Two outs. Steve Wilkerson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Wilkerson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wilkerson hits a short pop-up towards first. Santana makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lindor is 0 for 1 in the game. Lindor hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kipnis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Kipnis hits a fly ball towards left. Smith makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos Santana batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Santana is 0 for 1 in the game. That is ball 4. Santana is on with a walk. Lindor moves to second. Carlos Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gonzalez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Lindor scores. Santana moves to second. It's 5-2, Orioles. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 1 in the game. Ramirez hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Santana scores. Gonzalez moves to third. It's 5-3, Orioles. Jake Bowers is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bowers is 0 for 1 in the game. There goes Gonzalez, and he's caught stealing home. Bowers is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Renato Nunez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nunez is 0 for 1 in the game. Nunez strikes out swinging. One out. Rio Ruiz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ruiz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. That is ball 4. Ruiz is on with a walk. Pedro Severino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severino is 0 for 1 in the game. Severino hits a fly ball towards left. Bowers makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hanser Alberto is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Alberto is 0 for 1 in the game. Alberto hits a ground ball towards short. Linder throws to second to get Ruiz. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jordan Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Luplow is 0 for 1 in the game. Luplow hits a ball towards third. Ruiz can't make the play in time. Luplow gets a base hit. Leonis Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Martin hits a fly ball towards center. Wilkerson makes the catch for the out. One out. Gabriel Ynoa replaces Dan Straley as pitcher. Roberto Perez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Perez is 0 for 1 in the game. That is ball 4. Perez is on with a walk. Luplow moves to second. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Lindor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lindor hits a fly ball towards left. Smith makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jason Kipnis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Kipnis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Kipnis hits a drive into right field. That ball is out of here. Luplow scores. Perez scores. A 3-run home run. It's 6-5, Indians. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Santana is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Santana strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Orioles 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Jonathan Villar is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Villar is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. That is ball 4. Villar is on with a walk. Dwight Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. There goes Villar, and he's safe at second with a stolen base. Dwight Smith is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ground ball towards the mound. Bauer throws to first, and Smith is out. One out. Trey Mancini batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Mancini is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. That is ball 4. Mancini is on with a walk. Chris Davis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Steve Wilkerson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Wilkerson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wilkerson hits a fly ball into left field. That will be extra bases. Wilkerson is safe at second with a double. Villar scores. Mancini scores. It's 7-6, Orioles. Renato Nunez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Nunez is 0 for 2 in the game. Nunez hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Nunez is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gonzalez is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Gonzalez hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ramirez strikes out swinging. One out. Jake Bowers is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bowers is 0 for 2 in the game. Bowers strikes out swinging. Two outs. Jordan Luplow is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Luplow is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Luplow hits a fly ball towards left. Smith makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Indians 6. The Orioles will come to bat. A.J. Cole replaces Trevor Bauer as pitcher. Rio Ruiz is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Ruiz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Ruiz hits a fly ball towards center. Martin makes the catch for the out. One out. Pedro Severino is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Severino is 0 for 2 in the game. Severino hits a pop-up beyond second. Kipnis gets back and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hanser Alberto is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Alberto is 0 for 2 in the game. Alberto hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Jonathan Villar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Villar is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Villar hits a ground ball towards short. Linder throws to second to get Alberto. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Leonis Martin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Martin hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Roberto Perez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Martin moves to second. Roberto Perez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Perez is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Perez hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Martin moves to third. Paul Fry replaces Gabriel Ynoa as pitcher. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lindor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lindor is hit by the pitch. Perez moves to second. Lindor is on first. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Kipnis is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Kipnis hits a ground ball to second. There's the throw to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Martin scores. Perez moves to third. 2 outs. It's Orioles, 7, Indians, 7. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Santana is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Santana hits a ball towards second. Alberto can't make the play in time. Santana gets a base hit. Perez scores. It's 8-7, Indians. Carlos Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gonzalez is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. That is ball 4. Gonzalez is on with a walk. Santana moves to second. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ramirez hits a pop-up towards second. Alberto makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Orioles 7. The Orioles will come to bat. Dwight Smith is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Smith is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball towards third. Ramirez can't make the play in time. Smith gets a base hit. Trey Mancini is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mancini is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Mancini hits a line drive towards center. Martin makes the catch for the out. Mancini is on first. One out. Tyler Olson replaces A.J. Cole as pitcher. Chris Davis is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Davis is 0-3 in the game. Davis hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Mancini moves to second. Steve Wilkerson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Wilkerson is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Wilkerson hits a fly ball towards right. Luplow is there to make the catch. Two outs. Nick Wittgren replaces Tyler Olson as pitcher. Renato Nunez is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Nunez is 0-3 in the game. Nunez hits a line drive towards right. Luplow is there to make the catch. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Orioles 7. The Indians will come to bat. Jake Bowers batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Bowers is 0-3 in the game. Bowers is hit by the pitch. Miguel Castro replaces Paul Fry as pitcher. Oscar Mercado pinch runs for Jake Bowers batting 6th. Jordan Luplow batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Luplow is 1-3 in the game, with a single. That is ball 4. Luplow is on with a walk. Mercado moves to second. Leonis Martin is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Martin is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Martin hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Mercado scores. Luplow moves to third. It's 9-7, Indians. Roberto Perez is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Perez is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Perez strikes out swinging. One out. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Lindor is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Lindor is walked intentionally, and takes first base. Richard Bleier replaces Miguel Castro as pitcher. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Kipnis is 2-4 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 5 RBIs. Kipnis hits a ball towards second. Alberto makes a fielder's choice. Luplow scores. Martin scores. Lindor moves to second. Kipnis is on first. Two outs. It's 11-7, Indians. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There's a wild pitch. Lindor moves to third. Kipnis moves to second. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Santana is 1-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Santana hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Santana is safe at second with a double. Lindor scores. Kipnis scores. It's 13-7, Indians. Carlos Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Gonzalez is 3-3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Gonzalez softly hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Gonzalez is out. Two outs. Jose Ramirez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Ramirez is 1-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. That is ball 4. Ramirez is on with a walk. Oscar Mercado is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Mercado hits a fly ball towards center. Wilkerson makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 13, and the Orioles 7. The Orioles will come to bat. Oscar Mercado moves from pinch runner to left fielder. Rio Ruiz is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Ruiz is 1-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Ruiz strikes out swinging. One out. Pedro Severino is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Severino is 0 for 3 in the game. Severino hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Hanser Alberto is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Alberto is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Alberto hits a line drive towards the mound. Whitgren makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 13, and the Orioles 7. The Indians will come to bat. Jordan Luplow batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Luplow is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Luplow hits a pop-up foul, off the third baseline. Villar makes the catch for the out. One out. Leonis Martin is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Martin is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Martin strikes out swinging. Two outs. Roberto Perez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Perez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. That is ball 4. Perez is on with a walk. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lindor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Lindor hits a line drive into right center field. That will be extra bases. Lindor is safe at second with a double. Perez scores. It's 14-7, Indians. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Kipnis is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 7 RBIs. Kipnis hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Kipnis is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 14, and the Orioles 7. The Orioles will come to bat. Oliver Perez replaces Nick Whitgren as pitcher. Jonathan Villar is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Villar is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Villar strikes out swinging. One out. Dwight Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Smith hits a ground ball towards first. There's the throw to Perez covering, and Smith is out. Two outs. Trey Mancini is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Mancini is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Mancini hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Chris Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Davis is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Davis strikes out swinging. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 14, and Baltimore Orioles, 7. Goodbye from Progressive Field in Cleveland.